Devarei Torah tonight. Should be a schus, l'aliyas, and a shama, a yard site of Mrs. Roth, Shuli and Abba Roth, sponsoring the Div Yom, yard site of her father, Elio ben Avram, Yehuda, all of a shalom together with Rachel Adler, Rochel Bas, Baruch Mordechai, Alel Shalom, Yehuda's Kaplan, Yehuda's Bas, Reuven, Alel Shalom, Heilig and Hashem, Shemizoka, to a tremendous continuous aliyas and a shama, and Gan Eden, Shamay, Lemechayel, Lechayel, Lemet Hashem.
Amen.
Baruch atu Adonai, Eloheinu, Melech haolam, shehakol niyeh bivro.
Amen.
Beautiful Haggadah, one of many that just came out this year. Baruch Hashem, more sfarim on Haggadah Shel Pesach, and of course on Pirkei Avos, and then basically on any other topic. A beautiful Haggadah. At Haggadah Shel Pesach and Pirushim Biurim Virayonos Miroshi Akolim, the Rosh Kolels of those Kolim that are Shutfim within the context of the Adopt a Kolel program. So unfortunately, the White Shul didn't make it yet into this year's Haggadah, but we see Yad HaShemayim will make it into next year's Haggadah. So yeah. A little hint. Says Gamali a little shtickle, Rabbi Fol Issa Yehuda Malin, the Rosh Kolel of Taisus Yontif. Beautiful Ha'ara, we've discussed the question in the past, and that is, in Diana, we have Ilu Korolano Esayam. Happens to be the place where he picks to ask this question, but it's a question that we've dealt with. And why is it that Chazal always referred to the splitting of the Red Sea, the splitting of the Reed Sea, as Kriyas Yamsuf, and never appears in the Chumash as a Loshon of a Kriya? Taira, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, we never find the Loshon Kriya in conjunction with the Nase of Kriyas Yamsuf. We encounter instead Loshon Bekiya, Neteh Yonchayam Uvika'eyu, Amayim Vaku Hamayim, Boka Yom Vavirim, and Tehillim, and Ayin Chesir Gimel, and Nechemya Tesir. And he brings several other psukim. Or we could go ahead and chance upon a posuk and tell him kuflam and vav yud gimel loshen of gezera the gozer yamsuf the gezorim, splitting it into halves. But we don't find haloshen of Korea. We'll have maver bana ben gizra yamsuf bokeya yam lefnei Moshe. So why did Chazal decide to deviate from the loshen amikra and instead opt for a loshen of a Korea? We discussed answers in the past. All right, so Rafol Issa Yehuda Malin and the Adopt a Kolel Haggadah Shel Pesach that just came out. It brings rayas from various places that Eloshen Abikiyah and Gezerah typically imply, typically connote that it's Al Yedei and Amtsoi. It's Al Yedei Kli. We can have something, a scissors. That's Eloshen Gezerah. You cut with the scissors. You can Eloshen Abikiyah. You take something, you slice it into two. And he brings various instances. They typically connote that you're taking a Kli, you're taking a knife, a scissors, and you're cutting something into half. Mashenki and Loshen Kriya as Myra indicates you're doing a Maisa Kriya Biyad. And Ova, Rachman al-Litlan, rends his garments. He has to go in and do it. Typically, especially your children, where Makbin Halach al-Maisa, it has to be a Kriya Biyad. So he says, now we understand. The Torah is writing a Loshen of Ikea, I'm writing a Loshen of Gezerah. Why? Kiskava Yochol, the Maisa practically took place. Ayyadei and Amtsoi, Ayyadei Moshe Rabbeinu. Amistur tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Neteyas Yadcho Vikaeyu. I want you to extend your hand. Hashem is using the Kli, the Amtsoi, the intermediary called Moshe Rabbeinu, through which he's going to effect a Maisa of the Bekiyas Yamsuf. The Medrash writes, Hiniyach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yemino Ayim and Moshe, V'nivka Hayam, Hashem took his hand, Kilo, placed it atop, Kaviyochol, that of Moshe Rabbeinu, and together they split the sea. He used the hands as the figurative scissors, as the Kli through which to split the sea. But Chazal say, look, Lamaisa, we know who's the one who did it all. And the end of the day, we want to be margish. Chazal v'po'al rotzu lahamchish amuna. We want to make amuna b'Hashem, eino mevada. We want to make it real. Lahargish lanu ha'emes lamito. In the end of the day, let's call a spade a spade. Who did Kriyas Yamsuf? Hakol miyodav shalakarish v'chu gufa. Ve'eino mevada v'lachein ekpidu b'davko linka t'loshe Kriyas Yamsuf loymar. Shalakarish v'chu v'chvodo v'atzma korolanu asayam. It wasn't really Ayyadei Moshe Rabbeinu. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's the one who did it. And L'chairo, wouldn't that be the perspective that Klai Yisrael should adopt, the culmination of a Yetzias, Mitzrayim, as our Moshe writes in Darsh Moshe and so many other Mephorshim. The Shira, why did they sing Shira right away when they left Mitzrayim? Shira Api, the Maral is one of the, you get to an expression of a Shleimus to Kesimcha. The Yetziah wasn't complete, the Mitzrayim was still there. Haraya, they chased after them with the Sheish Meos Rechabachor. Like the Maram Shif writes parenthetically in his Drush and Nachmanim at the back of Masech HaSchulin. Vayikach, he took 600 chariots, writes the Maram Shif. Vayikach Sheish Meos Rechav, you're left with Bachor. If you take 6 away from the Gematria Rechav 222, you're left with Gematria Bachor, Gematria 216. Akoponim, he took the Sheish Meos Rechav Bachor. We didn't have a Gula Shlema. When did we break out in Shira? When we had the Kriyas Yamsa, that's the culmination. So the Siyuma de Milsa, the end of the Maskana of Yetzias Hatzayim was, we recognize it's not a Biki, it's not a Gezerah, it is a Kriyas Yamsa. It was all done Be'etzem Ayidea Kodesh Bukhu, because Einon Mavado. Makes sense? That's the culmination, because how does it begin? The Yetzias itself began what? We turn with Siyat and Shmai to the Loshen and Agonish of Pesach. We're darshening the Pasuk, Vayotzir Hashem Yimetzrayim, Biyar Chazok, it was on the two of Amor Agoda, Vyosus and Mosim, darshens the Baal Agoda, Vayotzir Hashem Yimetzrayim, Hashem took us out, Lo Yidei Malach, Lo Yidei Sarav, Lo Yidei Shaliach, Lo Kodesh Ruchu, Bechvodo, Vaatzim, Oshinimar, Vavarti, Vyatzrayim, I'm the one who did it, Vekesi, Avarti, Anivel Amalach, Vekesi, Anivel Osarav, Vachoy Yimetzrayim, Yosef Shvotim, and Bo, Yerbeis, I'm the one who destroyed their gods, the siyum of the milsa, the culmination had to be a kriyas yamsa. We began with the realization, with that cognizance, that who's the one who started, who triggered, who engendered the whole maisa of the Yetziah. It's the Yemush Rechlodo V'atzmo. It's Lo Ayidei Malach, Lo Ayidei Sarav, Lo Ayidei Shaliach. As the Mefarshei Haggadah say, it's why Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't make an appearance on the pages of Hakadosh Pesach. He will make one lone appearance, one cameo appearance in the context of what? V'amin of Hashem of Moshe Avdo. Even that lone time when we have a single mention of a Moshe Rabbeinu, it's only as what? The Moshe Avdo. But Avada, it's all Hakadosh Baruch Hu. He was acting merely as the Eved Hashem. All Hakadosh Baruch Hu using him as the Amtsoi. But Hakadosh Baruch Hu all along is really Eino Mavado. It finishes with a message of Eino Mavado. It's from our perspective, the way Chazal teach us. Always keep in mind it was a Kriyas Yamsuf. And the beginning was, it was all HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Chvod of Atzma. The question, of course, is, it's a little bit schwer. Many Mepharshim deal with the Kasha, the Chsam Sefer, and Shuvitz in Yordaya, Shimim Vav, and Osiyat Beis. He asks the Kasha, as do many others, and state in Pasuk in Parshas Volperk, Yud Beis, Pasuk Chabeis. If you're going to take that blood and you're going to approach the mashkaf and the mezuzahs, and what are you going to do? You're going to sprinkle it on the doorpost. I don't want you to leave. What do you mean you don't want you to leave? If the Ebeshur is doing it, Hashem is doing it. So what do we have to have a message? Frank the Sam Saver, don't go and leave the house. Hashem knows how to distinguish. If he gives the job over to the mashkaf, the malchamobis, then I understand. Frank the Sam Saver, Kashinam. To is the Kasha of Eld asks. We continue on to Pesach of Gimel. Pesach Hashem la Pesach. V'lo yitein ha-mashchis lovo abateichel mingov. Hashem isn't going to allow the malchamavis, the mashchis, to go and strike you and give you the plague in it. What do you mean? Who's the mashchis? The mashchis isn't even here. It's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chod v'atzmo. That's the Gilo Yashchina. That's the Hizgalus of the Lo Yetzias Hatzayim, which is why Rav Ova writes in HaLishon and Chelik Beis, we can get to Madrigas and Hizgalus v'nelas b'yoyis, and we can jump the rungs in the spiritual ladder of Ruchnias. B'davki l'nela seder, because of this Hizgalus Hashchina that was miyuchad to a night when we can be holding by being an Oved of Adazor and be holding in the abyss of all depravity and corruption. On the Memtah Sheri Tumanav, Kolponim Hashem gives us such a Giloi. Hashem is coming down the Shchina b'chod of Atzmo. So what do you tell me? Lo Yitein HaMashchis. The Mashchis isn't there. Azoi Frektavel. Many different answers. We have an answer, the Alka Kashuni of Parshas Bo brings the Migdal Eder. This is an answer that appears and a number of Sfarim. Teretz is that Avado, even in Klai Yisrael, when you have 600,000 men between the ages of 20 and 60, and if you take into account the Na'arim, the Zakenim, the Noshim, talking about accounts somewhere between 2.5 and 3 million people, Avado, they're going to be Mesim. You're going to have 10, 20, 30 people are going to die naturally on such a night. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu did an ace then, what? Avado, the Mashchis is here. But the Mashchis isn't here to go ahead and destroy the Mitzrim. The Mashchis isn't here to say, it's what? Eved Shter says, there's the regular Malach Malachamovis. Eibishter is doing Makis Pachairus. But does the regular Malachamovis has to come and take away the 20, 30 people whose time was up? They were only given a Zman Mesuyim here in this world. Their time was up. They should have died. Eibishter says, I don't want any Mitzri to go in and say, oh, look, the Jews. What do you mean the Jews died? This, he was 98 years old. He was 120. He was 120. Well, Terence says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a miracle that not one single Jew is going to die, so that no one can say, oh, you see, the plague still had a ripple effect and still adversely affected some of the Yidden. Allah fuke that, nobody died. Lo yitein ha-mashchis, the mashchis of Ari comes down. He's here every night. He's taking away people, Rachman Atzlan, in the world. On this night, I'm not going to let him take anyone. And therefore, that's the answer of the Megdolet according to the Yakarish. And listen to Rav Avadya Yosef. Avadya Yosef in his Gevaldigach Chosin of Avadya Godesh HaPesach brings a medrash, and the Yalkin unto Hillim, the end of Remes, Tav Tav Chof, Hashtate in the medrash, and Rishum Olevi, Komako, Makash, Haisab, Ola Mitzvah, Mitzrayim, Haisa Makas, Hadever, Baalayim. There's a Makas Dever, and State in Brochus, Davdal, and Amaze. Who's the one responsible for a plague of pestilence? Whether it affects the livestock, the cattle, whether it affects human beings. That's always Aidei Lamalchamoves. Zok Tavaji Yosef, there were two Makas simultaneously, because Makas Dever, State in Chazal, accompanied every single Makah. Sidi Malach, Chamovis was down here doing one Makis Deber. The Eberster was doing Makis Bechairis. Avada on Evil Amach. Avada, it's only a Kurdish. He's doing Makis Bechairis. What's the Chiddush of the Krov Lo Yitzein Amashchis? I'm not going to let him do it. There won't be Deber. That's a whole different story. But Avada, Kurdish, was the one doing it Bechol Devatzma. That's the Teretz of Avadja Yosef and the Chazon Avadja. And then we get to the Chsam Sofer himself and the Chuvi Yordea, Shimon Vav and Osir Beis. Right to the Chsam Sofer, we have a fascinating psichta, the opening habraisa in the Masechtas Ketanis in the back of Avodah Zarah. We have various Masechtas Ketanis. One of them is known as Eber Abasi Hilchas Avelus, known as Maseches Smachot. Maseches Smachos, which is why Rameir Goldbach, I heard this from a Rameir Goldbach who said he grew up in Shari Chesed, that even those who speak Havaras Svaradit, the Makbet to say of Simchas, we should get together, we should meet by Simchas, not by Smachot. Why? Because Mesechet Smachot is Zilchas Avelus. So Rameir Goldbach said, even Israelis who typically speak Havaras Svaradit, it's not we'll meet at Smachot, we'll meet at Simchas, La Fuke. We don't want to meet at Smachot, at Dinyanei Avelut. No, it's not Smachot. So how does it begin? It begins, fascinating Medrash, state in the beginning, the first It's a shtickle I got to talk. Frank the Kashaw, we have psukim that apply. Makis Bechorus took place at night. Then we have other psukim that applies. B.O. Then Hashem hit the mitzvah during the Bechorus during the day. Which one is it? State in the Medrash. And the Amos HaKurshuk was mocking them at night. Kechatzos alaylo. But they were mefarper, which means they had a spasm. A parpar is a butterfly. Flapping, etc. They were quivering. They were going through a seizure-like activity. Spasms they were having until the hours of the morning, and then they were killed in the hours of the morning. That's when they actually died. Eberster set the process in motion, Chatzos HaLaylo, and they were mafaper, they were having these quivering activities until they finally passed away in the hours of the morning. So many mafarshim in the Nachlas Yaakov of Fanart, and there's a tshuva by the Shvus Yaakov and Olive Zion, there's a tshuva Marshab. Many a busy boat. What's enough Gemina Lalocha? We're in a Hamasechta Ketana that's revolving around Hilchas Avelus. What are you starting with the Shtikla Gadato? And they're all busy, they're all occupied. Let's find enough Gemina Lalocha, the Mice, the Yavetz, and others. So the Sam Sefer, let me tell you what happened. You know what Shon in the Medrash is? It's as follows. In order for the Mashchis, the Malach HaMoves, to come down and to destroy Lamaisa, all the Bechayr, how is the Mashchis can have a Shlita over Mitzrayim? Mitzrayim, they were the dominant, the Aryan race of that day and age. They worshipped the Mazel Teled. That was the constellation. In order to destroy a nation, you want to destroy an entire group of people like the Bechayr, to be so miyuchad, so medak, so particular, you have to be able to have a Shlita over the Koch of the Mazel. But even the Malach HaMoves couldn't have a shlita. Kodesh Ruch Hu had to ba'atzmo bring down the mazel tleh. Mitzrayim was at its peak. The mazel tleh was the mazel of the sheep. That's Chodesh Nisan, Kahidu, Sefi Yetzirah Parakeh. That's the mazel of the tleh. And as low as the mazel of the tleh here, Yila, Machamovs could kill an Egyptian here, an Egyptian there. But to kill every single Bechor, to make sure that there's not going to be a single house without somebody dying, that has to be what you need, a koach to combat the mazel tleh. Zot the Sam Sefer, the Ebershtor Chatzah Salayla, destroyed the Koach of Mitzrayim, the mazel that's left, brought down, he struck the Sar Shalamala of Mitzrayim, and Mela, Abishur got it all started in motion. Sefer Masoresha Gora, it all comes down to the beginning. Once you destroy the Mazal Tula, then it's a piece of cake. Any Malachamavis, any Satan, what's the big, they're already dying, and that's why Shtet in the Medrash. Abishur struck the Mazal Tula without doing anything. What happened? They started getting weak. Mafapra, they started spasming. They were on their way to death. Who gave them Akibapatish? Who gave the final punch? That was the Mashkis. That was the Malachamavis. So to some say, for that's Pshan in the Medrash. Abishur struck them, and now he got them a knight. Was who? The Malachamavis. So to some sofer, now I answer my two kashas. No, you take a mashkes. Who's the mashkes? It's an evil malach, an evil sofer. No, the mashkes is the one who did the makab apatish, who actually took away the neshama and the maskon of the mil. So he's the one who took away the lice. I'm not going to let him touch Klai Yisrael. I tell them, say to Ishri Besach Beis or Avoker, don't leave, why? Because the Mashkas is around. Don't leave your house. Aye, but Lamaisa, how did the Malachamavis, how did he get that come up to destroy all of the mitzvah, a whole group of people, the final Makkah? Only because he Chatzos Salayla, they were still already struck the Mazal Tlev, thereby diminishing and weakening the Koch of Mitzrayim Bechlau, and enabling and empowering the Malachamavis to now go and take them away. But in the end of the day, we put it all together. The Haskalas HaYetziah was the Had Goshim Yochenes, an evil or Malach, an evil or Sorf, an evil or Shaliach. It's the Abishur, 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 Eina Mavado. That's the beginning of the Maisi Yitziah. And the Phineas Daiti Sin, which in what do we have? Alpi, the Hadap, the Kolel, Agoda, Shal Pesach. It's a Kriyas Yamsu. From our perspective, we have to know it begins with Eina Mavado, it ends with Eina Mavado. As we get ready to start this Pesach of Aleinu Latova Toshanayin Ches, let's start it with a Erlecha B'dikas Chometz tonight after Tzeisach Kochavim, after at least 7:50, after 8 o'clock tonight, to doing it Kedas V'Kedin, to selling our Chometz Kedas V'Kedin, to making sure we do all the Halachas and to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a chance. Benisa Nigla, Benisa Nasidim Le'goyel. It was Eino Mavado at the beginning. Let's get to the Gula Asida, which is going to be an Eino Mavado if we do what we need to do. The Eibishter Kaviyocha will do the rest with Siyata Nishmaya. This year, not L'shon Abba, but L'shon Azu will eat Menochem and Azvochim. And a good Shabbos Kaddish, please.